إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. Indeed, all praise is due to Allah. We praise Him, seek His aid and ask His forgiveness. And we seek refuge in Allah from the evil of our sins. We also seek refuge in Allah from the evil which is in ourselves. مَنْ يَهْدِهِ اللَّهِ فَلَا مُضِلَّ لَهِ. Whoever Allah guides, there is none who can misguide him. وَمَنْ يُضْلِلْ فَلَا هَادِيَ لَهِ. And whoever Allah chooses to be misguided, there is none who can guide him. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. I bear witness, there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah. He is alone and He has no partners. وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. I also bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is the worshipper of Allah and His final messenger. أَمَّا بَعْدْ فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ الْحَدِيثِ كِتَابُ اللَّهِ. The best of speech is the book of Allah. وخير الهدى هدى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. And the best of guidance is the guidance of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. وإن شر الأمور محدثاتها. And the most evil of affairs are those matters which people have innovated and introduced into Islam. فإن كل محدثة بدعة. Every innovated matter is a bid'ah. وَكُلَّ بِدْعَةٍ ضَلَالَةٍ. And every bid'ah is misguidance. وَكُلَّ ضَلَالَةٍ فِي النَّارِ. And every misguidance, it only leads to the fire. Our Lord Jalla fil Ula, He ordered us with taqwa to fear Him and to have piety. He said, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمُ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُم مِّن نَفْسٍ وَاحِدَةٍ. O people, O humans, have taqwa of your Lord, the one who created you from a single being. وَخَلَقَ مِنْهَا زَوْجَهَا. And then He created from this being His wife. وَبَثَّ مِنْهُمَا رِجَالًا كَثِيرًا وَنِسَاءً. And then from both of them He sent forth many men and many women. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. So fear Allah. Have taqwa of Allah. الَّذِي تَسَاءَلُونَ بِهِ وَالْأَرْحَامِ. The one from whom you demand your mutual rights. And have taqwa of Allah regarding your families and your relatives. إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلَيْكُمْ رَقِيبًا. Because Allah is always watching over you. He said, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا. O people of Iman, have taqwa of Allah and say a word which is correct. يُصْلِحْ لَكُمْ أَعْمَالَكُمْ. He will rectify for you your affairs. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. And forgive for you your sins. وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. And whoever shows obedience to Allah and His Messenger, فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. Then he has achieved a great success. And he said, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ. O people of Iman, fear Allah as He ought to be feared. وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. And do not die except in a state of being Muslims. عِبَادَ اللَّهِ. Our Lord Jalla fil Ula, He has bestowed upon us many blessings. And He has completed His kindness and His virtue over us. So the blessings of Allah are not limited. The blessings of Allah cannot be counted. Many blessings. The ni'mah of wealth, the blessing of wealth, the blessing of a healthy body, the blessing of safety and security, the blessing of children, the blessing of Islam, the blessing of a masjid, many blessings which Allah has bestowed upon us. And from the greatest blessings which Allah bestows upon the people is ni'matul basar, is the blessing of sight, of eyesight, two eyes by which a person is able to see. And Allah Jalla fil Ula, He mentioned this blessing in ayat in the Quran. He said, قُلْ هُوَ الَّذِي أَنْشَأَكُمْ, say it is He, it is Allah, الَّذِي أَنْشَأَكُمْ, who fashioned you, who designed you, وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةِ, and He created for you hearing, and He created for you sight, and He bestowed upon you a heart, قَلِيلًا مَا تَشْكُرُونَ, however, so little do you show gratitude. So it isn't correct for us that we forget this blessing, this great blessing, being able to see, and the blessing of the two eyes. And Allah said in the Quran, ثُمَّ سَوَّاهُ, and then Allah fashioned him. وَنَفَخَ فِيهِ مِن رُوحِهِ, and then He breathed into him from his soul. وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبَصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةِ, and He made for you, He gave you, He bestowed upon you hearing and sight and the heart. قَلِيلًا مَا تَشْكُرُونَ, however, how little do you show gratitude. So showing shukr to Allah, thanking Allah for this great blessing, is something which is an obligation upon us. Rather, it is from the greatest obligations, because this blessing, ni'matul basar, the blessing of sight and eyes, is one of the greatest blessings which Allah gives a person. And therefore, one of the greatest obligations is to show shukr to Allah Jalla fil Ula. And if a person would try to repay Allah just for this blessing alone, he would not be able to do so. If you worked all night and all day for all of your life, for every day and night of your life, in order to repay Allah, you would not be able to repay Him. And Allah said in the Quran, وَاللَّهُ أَخْرَجَكُم مِّن بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا, Allah brought you out from the wombs of your mothers and you did not know anything. وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبَصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ, and He gave you hearing and sight, and He gave you a heart and feelings. Why did He do this? He said, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ, so you may show shukr, thanks and gratitude to Him. Notice in these three ayat, over and over again, the same word is mentioned. قَلِيلًا مَا تَشْكُرُونَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ, so you may show shukr. How little do you show shukr? And this is because the eyes of a person, they are from the most precious things that a person possesses. And it isn't possible for us to put a value on the eyes. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He called the two eyes of a person Al-Habibah and Al-Kareemah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in authentic hadith, He called the two eyes of a person Al-Kareemah and Al-Habibah. The meaning of Al-Kareemah is something which is noble, something which is dear and precious to a person. The meaning of Al-Habibah is something which is beloved to a person. And this is in the hadith in Sahih al-Bukhari, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that Allah Jalla fil Ula says, إِذَا أَخَذْتُ كَرِيمَتَيْ عَبْدِي, if I take the two nobilities from my worshipper, فَصَبَرَ وَاحْتَزَبْ, so he remains patient and he seeks the reward, لَمْ أَرْضَ لَهُ ثَوَابًا دُونَ الْجَنَّةِ, then I'm not pleased with any reward for him except Jannah. And in another wording of the hadith, Habibatay Abdi, if I take the two beloved of my worshipper, meaning his two eyes, and he remains patient and he hopes in the reward of Allah, Lam arda lahu thawaban duna al-jannah, then I am not pleased for him with any reward except Jannah. Ayyuhal ibad, ayyuhal muslimun, has anybody amongst us, just for an hour, in a single day of the many days which we have lived, has anybody amongst us thought and contemplated over this great blessing? Has anybody amongst us thanked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this great blessing? Who amongst you is willing to sell his eye, just one eye from his two, for £1,000? Nobody is willing. Or many thousands of pounds. Nobody is willing. Even if it is a single eye. And this is because all of us know of the value and how precious the eyes are. And these two eyes which Allah has bestowed upon us, and He takes them away from some people, are to the wisdom from Him. They are a miracle which Allah has bestowed upon the humans. By these two eyes, a person is able to see the smallest of things. If it is dark, the eye focuses its eyesight, and so it is able to see. If it is too bright, the eye refocuses itself, so it is able to see. If the weather is too hot, or the weather is too cold, water comes towards the eyes in order to protect the eye. The eye, it is surrounded and protected by the eyelid, by the eyelashes, by the eyebrow. All of this shows this great divine miracle, which is the eye, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has fashioned it and designed it in the best form. However, where are those who contemplate the ayat of Allah? Where are those who contemplate the signs of Allah? Where are those who show thanks, shukr, and gratitude to Allah for these ayat? And Allah said in the Quran, وَفِي الْأَرْضِ آيَاتٌ لِلْمُوقِنِينَ, that upon the earth there are clear signs for those people who have yaqeen. Upon the earth, when you look around you, you will see many signs. And all of these signs point towards the tawheed of Allah. They point towards the existence of Allah. And He is the only one who is deserving of our worship. And then Allah said, وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ, and also in your own selves. أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ, so do you not think and consider? So Allah Jalla fil Ula, He has placed around us many signs. The trees, the rivers, the sun and the moon, the earth, the changing of the day and the night, the clouds and the rain, the vegetation which comes from the earth, all of these are ayat, all of these are signs of Allah. So whether a person looks around him, or whether a person looks to his own self, he will find signs and miracles of Allah Jalla fil Ula. وَفِي الْأَرْضِ آيَاتٌ لِلْمُوقِنِينَ, in the earth, that which is around you, there are signs for those people of certainty. وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ, and in you as well, in your creation, in your sight and in your hearing and your emotions and your feelings, all of this shows us the existence of the Creator. أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ, but what remains is for people to have insight and for people to think and ponder and then thank Allah. Ibadallah, the blessing of being able to see is one of the greatest blessings which Allah has bestowed upon a person. And it remains a great blessing if a person uses this blessing in the obedience to Allah. If a person uses his sight in obedience to Allah, in pleasing Allah, then it remains a great blessing. However, if a person uses his eyesight to disobey Allah, to look at matters and things which are haram, then this ni'mah, this blessing, it turns to sorrow and anxieties. Sorrow and anxieties in this dunya, and more sorrow and more regret in the akhirah. How many sins are there? And the majority of them, they are caused by a person using his sight to look at something which he shouldn't have looked at. So therefore we must have taqwa of Allah. We must fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with regards to this blessing. We must fear Allah jalla fil ula regarding that which we look at. And you should fear Allah because He is your Lord. You should fear Allah because He is the one who sees everything and He hears everything. So if you cannot hear Allah, but Allah hears you. And if you cannot see Allah, then Allah sees you. And if you do not know what Allah conceals, but Allah knows what you conceal. تَعْلَمُ مَا فِي نَفْسِي. O Allah, you know that which is within myself. وَلَا أَعْلَمُ مَا فِي نَفْسِكَ. And I do not know that which is within you. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ عَلَّامُ الْغُيُوبِ. You are the one who has complete knowledge of all of unseen. And the eyesight, it is a door to the heart. It is a path which leads to the heart. And for this reason you see that when you look at something, it will please your heart and it makes you happy. So much so, then maybe you start weeping out of happiness. And if you look at something else, in your heart, it can make you sad. So much so that then you start crying out of sadness. So look at this connection between the sight and between the heart, between the eyes and the heart. That you look at something with your eyes and it causes a feeling in the heart of either happiness or sadness. So therefore, whoever wants to protect his heart, protects his sight. And whoever neglects his eyesight, then he neglects his heart. And you should know that the eyesight, it is also an arrow from the arrows of a shaitan, by which he poisons the heart of a person. So whoever allows his eyesight to roam freely and to look at that what he wants to look at and to look at what he desires, whether it is halal or whether it is haram, then he will harm his heart. And you should know that a person does not fall into adultery or fahisha immediately. Rather, the first step which shaitan uses to entice a person to an haram action towards adultery or fahisha, it is a nazara. It is a single gaze at something. And then this nazara, this gaze at something, it develops into a thought. And then this thought, it develops into a desire. And then the desire, it develops into a determination to do something. And then this determination to do something, it develops into a statement, whereby a person starts speaking to he who he looked at, which was haram. And then that statement, it leads to more talking, up until it leads to al-fahisha wa zina. So notice that a person does not fall into zina straight away. Rather, shaitan uses various poisonous arrows, beginning with the sight, beginning with looking at something which was not appropriate. And for this reason, the divine command from Allah came in the Quran to the believers that they should control their eyesight and they should not look at that which is haram. Allah said, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ To the believers. يَغُضُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ That they should lower their gaze. They should lower their sight. They should control that which they look at. وَيَحْفَظُوا فُرُوجَهُمْ And they should guard their private parts. ذَلِكَ أَزْكَى لَهُمْ If they do this, then this is more purifying for them. إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا يَصْنَعُونَ And Allah is all aware of that which they do and they create. And then Allah did not suffice with only telling the believing men. He then also ordered the believing women. He said, وَقُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنَاتِ O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after you have ordered the believing men to lower their gazes and control their sight and guard their private parts, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنَاتِ Then also say to the believing women, يَغْضُضْنَ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِنْ That they should also control their sight and lower their gaze. وَيَحْفَظْنَ فُرُوجَهُمْ And they should guard and protect their private parts. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, اِضْمَنُوا لِي سِتًّا Guard and guarantee for me six matters. مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ From your own body. أَضْمَنُ لَكُمْ الْجَنَّةِ And I will guarantee for you al-Jannah. He said, أَصْدَقُوا إِذَا حَدَّثْتُمْ If you speak, then speak the truth. وَأَوْفُوا إِذَا وَعَدْتُمْ And if you give a promise, then fulfill the promise. وَأَدُّوا إِذَا أَتُمْ مِنْتُمْ And if you have been given a trust, then be trustworthy. وَحْفَظُوا فُرُوجَكُمْ And guard your private parts. وَغُضُّوا أَبْصَارَكُمْ And also guide and also guard and lower your sight. وَكُفُّوا أَيْدِيَكُمْ And control your hands. Control your hands from harming other people. And in the hadith of Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he forbade people from sitting on the paths, the roads and the streets and the benches which you find. The Prophet forbade people from sitting on them. He said to the companions, إِيَّاكُمْ وَالْجُلُوسَ فِي الطُّرُقِ He said, be aware of sitting on the pathways. فَقَالُوا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ They said, O Messenger of Allah, مَا لَنَا مِن مَجَالِسِنَا بُدْ That we have to sit there. We cannot sit anywhere else. Sometimes it is a necessity for us to sit in these places. So then the Prophet said, إِذَا أَبَيْتُمْ إِلَّا الْمَجْلِسَ فَأَعْطُوا الطَّرِيقَ حَقَّهُ If you refuse except to sit in those places, then at the least, give the paths and the roads their correct right. They said, Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah, وَمَا حَقُّ الطَّرِيقَ What is the right of the street? What is the right of the path upon the person who sits there? He said, غَضُّ الْبَصَرِ That you lower your gaze. That you control your eyesight. وَكَفُّ الْأَذَى And you do not harm other people. وَرَدُّ السَّلَامِ And you return and reply to the salam. وَالْأَمْرُ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَالنَّهِي عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ All of these are from the rights of the path that people sit on. So my brothers and sisters, this is something which Allah has ordered us with. That we should control our eyesight and lower our gazes. And he did not suffice with only ordering the believing men. He first said, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ And then he said, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنَاتِ The believing men and the believing women. Both of them have to control their eyesight and lower their gazes. أَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وبعد عباد الله we spoke about the importance of controlling this great blessing which Allah has bestowed upon the people that we should lower our gazes and control our eyesight and we should not allow our eyes to roam freely We should not loosen the reins of the eyesight, such that it looks around at whatever it desires. And this, my brothers and sisters, is more important because of the season in which we are living. This season in which now summer is approaching and the weather is nice and the sun is out. However, we live in a society which does not preserve al-haya. It does not guard its shyness. So the filth, it is around us. And the filth is open, not only for you, but your children as well, your sons and your daughters. So we have to remind ourselves regarding this, of lowering the gazes and controlling the eyesight. And there are matters which helps a person in doing this. From the first of these matters is always remembering and being conscious of the fact that Allah is aware of that which you do. And Allah is aware of that which you look at. If nobody else sees what you look at, but Allah sees what you look at. And Allah says, يَعْلَمُ خَائِنَةُ الْأَعْيَنِ. Allah knows that which the eyes conceal, or that which the eyes deceive, then Allah knows. Also, from those matters which helps a person in controlling his gaze and lowering his gaze is remembering that this is a blessing of Allah and being conscious that this is something which Allah has given me, and therefore the obligation upon me is to thank Allah. And you thank Allah by using this blessing in halal and not by using it in haram. From the matters which helps a person in guarding his eyesight is al-mujahada, is striving and struggling and training yourself to do this. So if every time you see something which is haram and then you strive and train yourself to look away, then it will become easier. But if you allow it every time, then it only gets more and more difficult. And Allah said in the Quran, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. That those people who make mujahada, they strive in our way, we will guide them to the paths of guidance. From the matters which helps a person to guard his eyesight is to stay away from those places in which there is fitna. To stay away from those places, and especially in those times in which there is fitna from the men and fitna from the women. And you already heard the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wherein he initially forbade the companions from sitting in these places. He said, إِيَّاكُمْ وَالْجُلُوسِ فِي الطُّرُقَاتِ. Be aware, stay away from sitting upon the pathways. Why? Because men and women pass. And if this was at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in which the society was muhafaz, it preserved itself and guarded itself from immorality, then this is more so of a case now. From those matters which helps a person in controlling his eyesight is worshipping Allah. So the more good deeds a person does, the easier it becomes for that person to stay away from sins, beginning with the wajibat and then the nawafil. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Allah says in a hadith Qudsi, Allah says, وَمَا يَزَالُ عَبْدِي يَتَقَرَّبُ عِلَيَّ. That my worshipper, he keeps seeking closeness to me, bin nawafil, with the nawafil, حَتَّى أُحِبَّهُ, until I love him. My worshipper, my slave, he keeps seeking closeness to me, meaning through acts of worship, through the nawafil, up until I love him. فَإِذَا أَحْبَبْتُهُ. So when I love him, كُنْتُ سَمْعَهُ الَّذِي يَسْمَعُ بِهِ. Then I become his hearing by which he hears. وَبَصَرَهُ الَّذِي يَبْصُرُ بِهِ. And I become his eyesight by which he sees. وَيَدَهُ الَّتِي يَبْطِشُ بِهَا. And I become his hands by which he interacts with them. And the meaning of this hadith is that Allah gives this person the tawfiq to use his hearing in that which pleases Allah, and gives him guidance to use his sight in that which pleases Allah, and gives him guidance in his hands and his feet to use them in that which pleases Allah. And also from those matters which helps a person to control his sight is to remember that on Yawmul Qiyamah the earth will come, and the earth will bear witness upon the good and the evil that was done upon it. يَوْمَ إِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا. On that day, it will mention that which occurred. From those matters which aids a person in controlling his sight is remembering that Allah has placed angels. And these angels, they sit on the right and the left, and they write down the actions of a person. From those matters which helps a person controlling his sight is marriage. And if a person is not able to marry, then fasting. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Ya ma'ashar al-shabab, O group of youth, من استطاع منكم الباءة فليتزوج. Whoever is able among you to marry, then he should marry. Why? فَإِنَّهُ أَغَضُّ لِلْبَصَرِ. Because it will help a person controlling his eyesight. And also from the matters which helps a person control his gaze and control his eyesight is advising his family and advising his relatives and speaking about these matters. So the women at home, even if they are in their homes, it doesn't mean that they should dress immodestly and they are in front of their fathers, in front of their brothers, in front of their children who are grown up. So even at home, there is a level of modesty by which a Muslim woman should dress by. So all of these, my brothers, these are ways and avenues for a person to control his gaze and his eyesight. And a person should always remember the command of Allah to the believing men and the believing women with regards to this.